The Eagle of the Ninth by Rosemary Sutcliffe, read by Charlie Simpson. Forward. Sometime about the year 117 AD, the 9th Legion, which was stationed at Aber Arkham, where York now stands, marched north to deal with a rising among the Caledonian tribes, and was never heard of again. During the excavations at Silchester, nearly 1800 years later, there was dug up under the green fields which now cover the pavements of Caleva Atrebatum, a wingless Roman eagle, a cast of which can be seen to this day in Reading Museum. Different people have had different ideas as to how it came to be there, but no one knows. Just as no one knows what happened to the 9th Legion after it marched into the northern mists. It is from these two mysteries brought together that I have made the story of the Eagle of the Ninth. Chapter 1. Frontier Fort. From the Foss Way, westward to Isker Dumnoniorum, the road was simply a British trackway. Broadened and roughly metalled, strengthened by corduroys of logs in the softest places, but otherwise unchanged from its older state as it wound among the hills, thrusting farther and farther into the wilderness. It was a busy road and saw many travellers. Traders, country folk, tribesmen from farther west, strolling harpers and quack oculists, a hunter, a commissariat wagon going up and down to supply the Roman frontier post. The road saw them all, and the cohorts of the eagles for whom all other travellers must make way. There was a cohort of leather-clad auxiliaries on the road today, swinging along at the steady legion's pace that had brought them down from Isca Silurium at 20 miles a day. The new garrison coming to relieve the old one at Isker Dumnoniorum. At the head of the column marched the cohort commander, the pride that shone from him showing clearly that this was his first command. They were 600 yellow-haired giants recruited from the tribes of Upper Gaul, the finest auxiliary cohort ever to serve with the 2nd Legion. Newly joined, many of the men had not yet proved themselves, and the spear shaft of their standard had no honours on it, no gilded laurel wreath, nor...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?